经文是在彼得前书三章八到十二节。彼得前书三章八到十二节，总括来说，我们要彼此同心，互相体恤，亲爱像弟兄，满有温柔，存心谦卑，不要以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因为你们就是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。因为凡希望享受人生，要看见好日子的，就要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话，也要离恶行善，寻找并追求和睦。因为主的眼睛看顾一人，他的耳朵垂听他们的呼求，但主的脸敌对作恶的人。这是神的话语。
Thank you, Grace. In the 2018 survey of global cities with the best quality of life, Vancouver is ranked at number 5.
在2018年的美市对世界上生活质量最佳的调查中，温哥华排名第五。
It's behind Vienna, Zurich, Auckland, and Munich.
仅次于维也纳、苏黎世、奥克兰和慕尼黑。
It's the only North American city in the top 15.
这是前十五名当中唯一的北美的国家。
The rest are in Europe, New Zealand, or Australia.
其他的是在欧洲、新西兰和澳大利亚。
But not Britain.
但是没有英国。
But what gives Vancouver such a high rank?
温哥华为什么在如此高的名次呢？
Vancouver has more natural beauty than any major city in the world.
在其他世界主要的城市当中，温哥华有更多的美丽的自然的风光。
Vancouver has the best Asian food outside of Asia.
在亚洲以外，温哥华有最好的亚洲食品。
You can walk, cycle, play tennis, or enjoy a round of golf all year long.
你可以走路，你可以骑单车，你可以打球，甚至可以在一年四季都可以打高尔夫球。
And the list goes on.
这是很多很多的例子。
One American newspaper said, "Consider Vancouver the supermodel of North American cities."
有一个美国的报纸说到，其实温哥华是全北美最佼佼者的城市。
I want to suggest to you that even though Vancouver is incredibly beautiful, there is something else even more beautiful.
但是在这里，我想提醒大家，就是说，虽然温哥华非常的美丽，但是有一样东西是更加美丽的。
It's the church.
那就是教会。
Oh, I don't mean the building.
我不是说是教会的建筑物。
I do mean Christian community.
而是说基督徒的这个社团。
In today's passage, Peter gives 5 characteristics of Christian community.
在今天的经文当中，彼得告诉我们五个特征是关于基督徒团体的。
These are in verse 8.
在第八节。
Live in harmony. Be sympathetic. Love as a family. Show compassion. Be humble.
彼此同心，互相体恤，亲爱像弟兄，满有温柔，存心谦卑。
And in verse 9, Peter gives 1 characteristic of Christian response.
但是在第九节当中，彼得告诉我们一个基督徒如何回应的一个特征。
Repay evil with blessing.
用去祝福，去报恶。
Let's look at each one.
那我们来看每一个特征。
Live in harmony really means be like-minded.
和睦相处就是等于就是说我们要彼此同心。
But it does not just mean agreement.
不是单单只是说我们同意一件事情。
Agreement is good, but it can be shallow.
同意是好的，但是可能会比较肤浅。
I agree today is a nice day.
我同意今天是一个非常好的日子。
I agree that the best way to Granville Island is along Granville Street.
我同意去最好的路程去Granville岛是通过Granville街。
I agree that country and Western music is terrible.
我同意乡村音乐和西方音乐不好听。
These are just shared opinions.
这只是一个分享的意见。
But being like-minded, however, it means so much more.
但是彼此同心是有更多的意义。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 2 captures the idea.
在腓立比书二章二节这样说道。
Paul says, make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
保罗这样说道，就应当有同样的思想，同样的爱心，要心智相同，思想一致，使我充满喜乐。
So what does being like-minded look like?
所以彼此同心是什么意思呢？
Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 says it looks like the same attitude that Jesus had.
腓立比书二章五节说道，这也是基督耶稣的思想。
Jesus chose the way of a servant, even to death on a cross.
耶稣选择了一个仆人的形象，甚至在十字架上为我们而死。
When we live like this, not looking to our own interests, but the interests of others, we live in harmony.
当我们这样生活的时候，我们不再关心我们自己的需要，而是关心别人的需要，我们彼此和睦相处。
Earlier last week, I spoke with a pastor friend in the United Kingdom that I've not seen for several years.
在上一个星期，我跟我在英国的一个牧师朋友，我们好几年没有见面了。
For many years, he and I regularly met to share and pray together.
很多年，我都和他一起，我们一起分享和祷告。
And it was good to renew the friendship.
所以我们再一次联络。
But what was most enjoyable was how we instantly talked about what Jesus is doing in our lives.
但是我们最享受的就是我们不断地去分享耶稣在我们生命中所做的工作。
We were like-minded.
我们同心，彼此同心。
And being like-minded is like that.
彼此同心就好像是这样。
What matters is what Jesus is doing in our lives.
最重要的是耶稣在我们生命中所做的工作。
The next characteristic is sympathy.
的下一个特征就是同情心。
Somebody defines sympathy as your pain in my heart.
有人这样定义同情心，就是说你的痛苦在我的心里。
Sympathy is when we identify with someone's feelings or circumstances.
同情心就是在我们可以认识到别人的感觉和别人的情况。
The story is told of a 9-year-old boy sitting at his desk in class.
这个故事是关于一个九岁的小男孩在他的课堂上。
Suddenly, there is a puddle between his feet, and the front of his pants are wet.
突然之间，他发现他在他的脚下有一滩水，他的裤子湿了。
He thinks his heart is going to stop.
他觉得他要停止呼吸了。
He knows that if the other boys find out, he'll never hear the end of it.
所以他知道，如果其他的朋友知道的话，就是会没完没了。
And when the girls find out, they'll never speak to him again.
所以当其他的女孩子知道发现的话，他不会再跟他说话。
The boy prays silently.
所以这个小男孩就马上祷告。
Dear God, this is an emergency. I need help.
神啊，这是非常紧急的情况，我需要帮助。
5 minutes from now, and I'm dead meat.
五分钟之后，我就是一块死的肉。
He looks up, only to see the teacher coming towards him.
他向上看的时候，他看见老师向他走来。
As the teacher approaches, another student, Susie, is carrying a bowl of water.
跟着他老师的后面是有一个小女孩，她拿着一盆水。
She stumbles and dumps the water into the boy's lap.
他一歪，他就把这个水倒在小男孩的腿上。
He pretends to be angry, but inside he's singing the Hallelujah chorus.
这个小男孩假装非常的生气，但是他心里一直在歌唱哈利路亚。
Instead of utter shame, the boy is rushed downstairs by the teacher.
所以这个小男孩被快冲到楼下去。
She gives him gym shorts to put on while his pants dry out.
他的老师给了他一个运动短裤给他换。
And when he returns, all the class is on hands and knees mopping the water around his desk.
当他回来的时候，他整个课堂，课室里的人都在都在地上帮他擦地。
At the end of the day, the boy and Susie are waiting at the bus stop.
在晚上的时候，这个男孩课后的时候，这个男孩和这个小女孩，他们在等公车的时候。
The boy walks over to her and whispers, "Susie, you did that on purpose, didn't you?"
这个小男孩走向这个小女孩，低声的说道，Susie, 你是故意这样做的，是不是？
And Susie whispers back, "I wet my pants too once."
Susie, 也小声的说，我曾经也尿过裤子。
Sympathy is your pain in my heart.
所以同情心就是说，你的痛苦也在我的心里。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15 reminds us that Jesus is our great high priest who sympathizes with our weaknesses.
希伯来书四章十五节在提醒我们，耶稣就是最高的祭司，他同情我们的软弱。
Sympathy is Jesus coming alongside us into our brokenness to set us free.
同情心就是耶稣来到我们的面前，跟我们一起，在我们的痛苦当中。让我们得到自由。
And we are called to walk with one another in the same way.
我们也同样被呼召，以同样的方式去与他人同行。
Brotherly love, the next phrase, means love as a family.
下一节说到就是弟兄，亲爱像弟兄，就是说以家庭的人样相爱。
Peter has already spoken about this kind of love in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22.
彼得在彼得前书一章二十二节也这样说道。
He says, "Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your sisters and brothers, love one another deeply from the heart."
他说道：“你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心灵，以致能真诚的爱弟兄，就应当从清洁的心里彼此切实相爱。”
Last weekend, our Chinese orchestra and our adult choir opened the Chinese evangelistic services at Bethany Baptist Church with a Chinese song.
上一个周末的时候，我们中文的歌唱团和我们成人的诗班，他们在伯大尼的浸信教会中，他以一首中文的歌拉开了序幕，这一个布道会的序幕。
And as you've seen this morning, our choir is a beautiful cultural blend.
所以看到我们的唱诗班，我们教会的唱诗班是一个非常美丽的文化交融。
I've been told that many who attended Bethany's evangelistic service were delighted to see the sample of Trinity's diversity.
那些很多参加过这个布道会的人，他告诉我，他们都被这个我们教会的多元化所鼓舞。
Trinity is this kind of love, family love in action.
我们的教会就是有这种家人的爱。
As Jesus says in John chapter 13, verses 34 to 35, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another."
耶稣在约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五节这样说道，我给你们一条新命令，就是你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。如果你们彼此相爱，众人就会认出你们是我的门徒了。
Compassion, the next characteristic, is one of my favorite New Testament words.
怜悯心下一个特征是我在新约当中其中的我最喜爱的一个词语。
It literally means healthy bowels.
它实际上的意义就是说，它字面上的意义就是说健康的肠子。
Today we refer to the heart as the source of compassion.
今天我们把心称为怜悯的源泉。
In Jesus' day, people referred to the bowels as the source of compassion.
在耶稣的那个日子，人们是把肠子去称为怜悯的源泉。
Put simply, compassion is like a movement in the gut.
简单的来说，怜悯就是好像在一个肠子里的蠕动。
It comes from deep within.
它从最深的深处出来。
There's nothing momentary or superficial about compassion.
所以怜悯它是不是暂时的，也不是表面的。
In Luke chapter 7 verse 12, Jesus is met by a funeral procession.
在路加福音七章十二节，耶稣他看到一个陪葬队。
A mom has just lost her only son.
这个母亲刚好失去了她的儿子。
She's a widow, so she has also lost her husband sometime before.
她是一个寡妇，她也失去了她的丈夫。
Now she has no family, no hope, no livelihood, and no joy.
这个妇人她没有家庭，她没有希望，没有生计。
Last Wednesday was the 20th anniversary of my sister's wedding.
上一个星期三是我妹妹的二十周年的结婚纪念日。
She and her husband had everything.
她跟她的丈夫，她拥有所有的东西。
A profitable business and a large home in the English countryside.
她有一个盈利的生意，有一个在英国的乡村有一个很大的房子。
Two children and a Europe-wide reputation.For breeding pedigree dogs.
他有两个孩子，还有一个纯欧洲血统的狗。
On September the 4th, 2010, her husband collapsed and died from a heart attack.
但是在2010年的时候，九月四号，她的丈夫突然心脏病发去世。
He was just 45 years old.
他只有45岁。
And like the woman in Luke chapter 7, my sister's world fell apart.
就像路加福音七章的那个妇女一样，我妹妹的世界突然垮下来。
Jesus could have let that funeral procession just pass by.
耶稣可以就是让那个葬礼经过。
He doesn't.
但是他没有。
In Luke 7 verse 13, Jesus has.Healthy bowels.
但是路加福音七章十三节，耶稣他有这个健康的肠子。
He has compassion.
他有怜悯的心。
Don't cry, he says to the mom.
不要哭，他说道。
And Jesus then commands the dead man back to life.
耶稣命令这个人从死里复活。
And in a wonderful picture of the triumph of compassion.Jesus says in Luke 7 verse 15, and Jesus gave him the son back to his mother.
我们可以看到在这里有一个非常美丽的图画，就是怜悯的心如何得胜利。在路加福音七章十五节，耶稣说到，他把他交还给他母亲。
Compassion, Jesus style, gives back hope even when all seems lost.
怜悯的心，这是耶稣的风格。他把一切看似失落，他把希望给还他们。
That's what we're called to as a church.
这也是我们教会所呼召的。
It's a characteristic of Christian community.
这是也是我们基督徒社团的一个特征。
The fifth characteristic is humility.
第五个特征就是谦卑。
Many years ago, a young North American music student visited the Beethoven Museum in Bonn, Germany.
多年前，一位年轻的北美音乐学生参观了德国波恩的贝多芬博物馆。
She was fascinated by the piano on which Beethoven composed some of his greatest works.
她被那台钢琴，就是曾经贝多芬作曲创作过很多很多乐章的一台钢琴所迷住。
And handing a lavish tip to the museum guard, she asked if she could play a few notes.
她给那个博物馆的工作人员一大笔小费，她问她可不可以，她就是弹一下这个钢琴。
The guard agreed.
工作人员同意了。
And she played the opening of Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata.
她演奏了贝多芬月光奏鸣曲的开始。
And as she left, she said to the guard,I suppose all the great pianists who come here want to play on that piano.
然后他离开的时候，他对那个工作人员说：“我是不是有很多很伟大的钢琴家都想来弹这个钢琴
？”The guard shook his head.
那个工作人员摇摇头说
：“Paderewski, the famous Polish pianist, was here just a few years ago, and he said he was not worthy to touch it.
Pater Wolski, 一个波兰的著名的钢琴家，他几年前来到这里，但是他说我不配去碰这个钢琴。
Somebody once said, the trouble with humility is that as soon as you think you have it, you've lost it.
有人这样说到，谦卑的问题在于，一旦你认为自己拥有了它，其实你就失去了它。
But this was not so with Jesus.
但是耶稣不是这样。
He said he was humble and never lost his humility.
他说他自己是谦卑的，他永远不会失去他谦卑。
In Matthew 11, verse 29, he says, I am gentle and humble in heart.
在马太福音11章29节，他这样说道，我心里柔和谦卑。
His humility is seen most clearly at the cross.
他的谦卑在十字架上更大的显示出来。
And though we had all the glory and honor with the Father, Philippians 2 verses 6 to 8 says that he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
他拥有从父神那里来所有的荣耀，在腓立比书二章六十八节，他这样说道：既然有人的样子，就自甘卑微，顺服至死，而且死在十字架上。
If there were a trademark for Christian living, it would be humility.
如果我们基督徒有一个特征，那就是谦卑。
Luke 14 verse 11 says, Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
路加福音十四章十一节这样说道，因为凡高抬自己的，必要降卑；自己谦卑的，必要升高。
As Peter will say in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
彼得在彼得前书五章五节这样说道，神抵挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
So here are five characteristics of Christian community.
所以这是我们基督徒的五个特征。
But there's one more characteristic.
但是有一样，还有一样特征。
How we respond to the world.
是我们如何去回应这个世界。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 says we are not to repay evil with evil, but with blessing.
彼得前书三章九节这样说道，我们不要以恶报恶，反而要祝福。
On Tuesday, I received a phone call from ICBC saying that someone had put a claim against Catherine because she had collided with this person's car and not stopped.
在星期二的时候，我收到一个来自 ICBC 汽车保险公司的一个电话，他说到我的妻子凯瑟琳她撞到了一个车，然后开走了。
In dense traffic, the driver of the other vehicle felt an impact and then saw Catherine drive on.
所以在一个拥挤的那个当中，在拥挤的车当中。那个司机看到凯瑟琳，他感觉到一个碰撞，然后凯瑟琳就开着车走了。
So the driver took our license number to report it.
所以这个司机把他的车牌记下来。
However, there was no discernible dent or scratch on our car, and Catherine had no recollection of the incident.
但是我们的车子完全没有被刮花或者被撞凹进去的迹象，而且凯瑟琳完全没有记忆她撞过车。
But here's the point: the ICBC representative was aggressive, insisting that Catherine must be at fault.
但是这个保险公司的工作人员，他们的反应非常强烈，坚持凯瑟琳她是错做错的。
Catherine was shaken by the accusation.
凯瑟琳有一些慌乱。
But though the ICBC representative was aggressive, Catherine did not trade insults.
但是虽然这个工作人员反应非常的强烈，但是凯瑟琳她没有以她的侮辱来去回怼她。
She said that perhaps the other driver was disorientated and made a mistake.
他说可能另外一个司机他可能有错觉，或者他有一个错误的感觉。
She was willing to bless, not blame.
他是希望他去祝福，而不是去指责。
Catherine submitted photographs of our car and prayed that the Lord's will would be done.
凯瑟琳把我们汽车的照片发给工作人员，然后祷告，就说神的旨意被成就。
When the ICBC representative saw the photographs, the claim was dropped.
当这个保险公司的工作人员看到这些图画的，看到这些照片的时候，他们没有继续索赔。
As the quote from Psalm 34 in this passage says, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their prayers."
在诗篇三十四章十五节这样说道：“耶和华的眼睛看顾义人，他的耳朵垂听他们的呼求。”
In Luke chapter 6, verse 28, Jesus says, "Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who ill treat you."
路加福音六章二十八节，耶稣这样说道：“当爱你们的仇敌，善待恨你们的人。”
Can you imagine what life would be like if we blessed first?
你可以想象到我们的生活，当我们所有的人都去祝福的时候吗
？Lord, that person annoys me. I'll get on my knees and I'll pray your abundant blessing on them.
神啊，那个人让我很讨厌他，但是我跪下来为他祷告，求你的祝福大大的降在他们身上。
Lord, that church leader didn't say hi to me this morning. Lord, bless that leader with more and more of your amazing love and grace.
神啊，那个教会的领导人今天早上没有跟我打招呼，但是神啊，求你祝福他，让他有更多的恩典和爱。
Lord, those children in the foyer are disruptive and fidgeting. Lord, bless them so much this morning that they will know there's always a welcome for them.
神啊，那些小孩在教会里非常的吵闹，非常有破坏性。但是神，求你祝福他们，求你知道，让我们这个教会非常的欢迎他们。
Lord, the worship team didn't choose enough hymns or contemporary songs today. Lord, bless their style of worship, that many will come to know Jesus through their worship.
主啊，今天的敬拜团队他们没有选择足够的赞美诗或者当代的歌曲，但是主啊，请你祝福他们的敬拜风格，让更多人通过敬拜来看见你。
Lord, that newcomer is sitting in my pew. Lord, bless them, even if they always sit there.And may the love of Jesus just rest upon them.
神啊，那个新来的人坐了我的位置，但是神，求你祝福他们，让他们总是坐在那里，让他们神你的爱降临，大大的降临在他们身上。
It's said that if you shout for 8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, you create enough kinetic energy to heat 1 cup of coffee.
有人说到，如果你这样不断的呼喊八年、七个月、六天的时候，你可以创造足够的热量去烧一杯咖啡。
In other words, all our complaining, all our arguing, all our cursing achieves so little.
重点就是说，当我们的所有的埋怨、我们所有的抱怨和争骂和诅咒都会不会在这里有再有。
But when we bless.Lives are changed.
当我们祝福的时候，我们的生命会改变。
So take blessing into your week this week.
所以在这个星期，你们去祝福。
And see what the Lord will do in you and through you.
去看神在你的生命当中有如何的改变和在你身上如何的工作。
As Paul says in Romans 12 verse 21, do not be overcome by evil.But overcome evil with good.
就像保罗在罗马书十二章二十一节这样子说道：“不可被恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。”
It's the way of Christ.
这就是基督的样式。
So 5 characteristics of Christian community and 1 characteristic of Christian response.
所以五个基督徒的特征和一个基督徒回应的特征。
With these.Christianity is truly attractive, even more than Vancouver.
所以，当我们有这些特征的时候，基督教就是非常非常有的吸引力，非常美丽，甚至比温哥华更有吸引力。
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Lee.
Our closing song is a big challenge. They'll know we are Christians by our love. But let's sing this in Christ's strength. Would you please stand as we sing together?
We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. Past eternal shadow unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
Woman,
walk with each other, we will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other, we will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will work with each other, we will work side by side. We will work with each other, we will work side by side. And let's spread each one's dignity and save each one's pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. All praise to the Father, all has come. And all praise to Christ Jesus, His only Son. And all praise to the Spirit who makes us one. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, and they'll know we are Christians by our love.
So as you go from this place, go knowing that your Heavenly Father loves you as His precious child. And let's share that love with one another and with all those we meet each day. And as part of that, please do join us in the gym for some refreshments and some time to bless one another. And we look forward to seeing you there and real soon again. Go with God.